This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Iran's intelligence ministry says it has seized two shipments of bombs, explosives and ammunition at the country's eastern and western border provinces. The ministry said the first shipment was smuggled into Iran with the help of the Saudi intelligence agency in a bid to carry out terror attacks and destabilize eastern provinces of the country. The second batch, which belonged to a secessionist terror group, was seized in the city of Marivan in Kurdistan province. The confiscated shipments include bombs and explosives, TNT, C4, grenades and ammunition, as well as equipment for making bombs. Joining us live now from Florida is Jacob Music, who is the host of Voice of the Revolution Radio. Jacob, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of the Saudi connection to terrorism, not, of course, only in plots that Iran may have uncovered, but throughout the region?
Yeah, so this is very early news. We don't know a whole lot about this. From what the Iranian security agencies are saying, that they say that there is a state actor behind it, and it is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Although, you know, they haven't released too many details about what groups they used, what proxies they used, and we don't have a whole lot of information. What we can deduce right now is that, you know, it would be very believable that Saudi Arabia would be behind such a thing. They were one of the prime sponsors of what could be called terrorist groups in the 20th century and continuing into the 21st century, specifically with their exportation of Takfiri Islam, the Wahhabi school of Sunni Islam, which was very influential in regime change in Afghanistan, as well as the attempted regime change in Syria. And as well as, you know, affecting countries like Egypt, Yemen, Libya. Several fighters are supported there by Saudi Arabia through their proxy groups, as well as Boko Haram in Nigeria.
I wonder then, Jacob, to what benefit of Saudi Arabia is it to carry out terror attacks in a country like Iran?
Well, they've actually stated, and this is why it makes me kind of wonder why they would do something so obvious. We've actually seen Saudi officials recently come out and state that both due to the fact that the Yemen conflict is not going as easily as they wanted to, the Houthis are not backing down, the indigenous resistance is not backing down, and that conflict is proving to be more protracted than Saudi Arabia wanted. It knows that Iran stands with the indigenous resistance that's in Yemen, and it also knows that the Syrian state, which it tried to topple, has failed. So its ambitions as a country has been foiled both in Syria and in Yemen. It's frustrated. Its political elite and the clerical elite there, which want to see the spread of Sunni Islam, of specifically Wahhabi Sunni Islam, they have made even statements where they're saying they want to bring the conflict to Iran. They want to bring the battlefield and the front to Iran. So that's why they couldn't, I mean, if this really was Saudi Arabia, they couldn't really be more obvious about this. I mean, it's kind of almost ridiculous.
All right, Jacob, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.